Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Over the last several months, we've all seen the power of video meetings bringing us together, working with teammates, talking to healthcare professionals, sharing time with loved ones, learning from home, people virtually connecting with each other. Now you can take those meetings from home to the next level. Meet, Google's business quality video conferencing service, is now free for anyone, anytime, anywhere. With all the details and tips for better home video meetings, Google tech expert Justin Burr with us on This Week in America. Justin, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What an easy way to set up a secure video chat, and it's free. Get us started. What do we need to do?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You can just go to meet.google.com. It's just two clicks, and you can get ready to go. That landing page will take you to a page. You can press start new meeting and then just invite anybody that you'd like to join there. And it's as simple as that. You do need a Google account to get started, but after that, super simple. You can have up to 250 participants. There's no meeting time cap, so you're not going to get kicked out after a specific amount of time. You can have a nice tiled view right there, and so you can see everybody's bright, shining faces. And yeah, it's great. It's simple, it's secure, and it's a lot of fun.
You know, and the quality is amazing as well, isn't it? I'm watching, and it's like, this is sort of like these people are my computer monitor.
Yeah, the quality is really nice. And one thing that's actually great is that if you are in a little bit of a low bandwidth internet situation, Meet will prioritize the audio so that at least if you are going in and out of internet, you can prioritize audio because it knows it can pick up on the fact that it maybe is a little bit lower bandwidth. So you don't lose that connectivity and you don't lose that conversation ability with the other meeting participants.
You know, as people are doing this, two things come to mind, privacy and security. Let's talk first of all about the security standpoint. I know this is something that you've tested literally for years to make this secure. Talk about that because we really don't need to worry about that, do we?
Yeah, privacy and security are crucial. I mean, some of the calls you might be having could be discussing some sort of sensitive materials. You don't want people coming into the calls that you don't want there. So there's a lot of things that we do. So as I mentioned before, you need to have a Google account, which then just gives you that one level, another layer of security there. It's also built on Google's security systems that you're going to see in Google Cloud and across all of our products. So it's safe by design and default. Also, you have the ability to see who's coming in and out of your meetings, so you can either admit or deny different participants so that no random individuals are going to make your way into the meeting. Also, all the calls on Google Meet are encrypted, and also the meeting codes are very complex, and so that people can't just guess the code and somehow pop into your meeting. So all of those things are making sure that things are very secure and keeping these conversations private as they should be.
And all of the information you'll find at meet.google.com. Justin Burr, Google tech expert, with us on the program. Literally, there's something for everyone, whether you're using this for business, whether you're using it for family. There's something there for everybody. Talk about all of the features, because, again, you've got us pretty well covered here.
You're right. Meet.google.com is how you get set up there. And yeah, there's tools for everybody. I mean, you can connect with loved ones. You can have virtual dance parties. You can connect with colleagues. And there's a lot of great features on there. We have live captioning, which is awesome. Say you're on a call and maybe there's a little bit of background noise. You're having trouble hearing the other participants. There's just a button on the bottom that says captions, and it gives you live captions in real time. Sometimes I just use that on meetings just because it's a lot easier to just see the words as you're actually listening to them as well. As I mentioned before, you can have that tiled view showing all of the different participants at the same time, so you don't have to scroll through. But there's also other features where you can just highlight the individual that is speaking at that time will just show up. And, you know, a lot of people are doing things like educating people from home. They're connecting with their teachers. If people have young kids that are out of school right now, there's another landing page that's super helpful, and that's teachfromhome.google. Again, teachfromhome.google, and that's going to have a lot of different resources for teachers, for students, for parents turn to educators right now. It shows you things like how you can record a session and then send that out, how you can live stream a session to your students, how you can have captioning when you're presenting slides. All of those things are now thrust upon all these different individuals right now. So yeah, teachfromhome.google is a great resource for all of that. right now.
Well, and Meet, you set this up for us, and you also give us some tips and tricks how we can make the best use of that. Let's talk about this backdrop. We're always concerned is like, what am I going to have in the backdrop? I don't want like the, you know, an open door leading to the laundry room, that type of thing. How can we go about setting up an efficient backdrop that's very easy to use? It's not professional, but it looks good when we're set up on Meet.
Yeah, it seems so intuitive, but people often do overlook these things because they just, I don't know, they just, it's something that is so natural, but you forget about it. So yeah, a couple tips to make sure that your shot is looking good. One is just lighting. Make sure that the light is in front of you. You're not backlit. You know, you don't have your back to the lighting source because then you might just be a silhouette. So if at all possible, have that light source in front of you. It can light your face and make sure that you're nice and bright in the shot. This one is something that, you know, I see quite a bit is the eye level camera shot. So if you can be able to prop up your computer or whatever you're using as your camera to have it be a little bit higher up so you're looking kind of eye level at it, so you're not just having it at some sort of a weird angle so that people can't really see your face. Because again, pretend like you're actually doing this face to face, you know, or over a computer, but it might as well be, you know, the closest thing that we have to kind of that interaction right now. So if you can be eye level, do that. And then, yeah, probably the most common error that people do is have stuff in the backdrop that you don't want. It's not the end of the world, but it is a little bit distracting when you have things behind you that you don't necessarily want to do that. So, you know, I have a bookcase behind me right now, which just happens to be there, but I did move it a little bit, so it's a little bit better for the shot. And then I have windows to my right. So I think just, you know, cleaning up the things behind you, making sure it's not a distraction during these calls, having things at eye level and good light. You know, if you can do those three things, you're setting yourself up for success.
A minute or so left in the program. Let's talk a little bit about setting it up again, because for some people doing this the first time, it's intimidating. How do I get the participants? What if they don't know any more about computers than I do? How difficult is it to set up and to get the participants to also be set up so they can participate in the conversation?
It's a great question. It is quite simple, even for someone that hasn't done this before. It honestly is two clicks. So if you go to meet.google.com, brings you to a landing page, and then you can click start meeting. That'll bring you right into it. Or you can enter a meeting code, which allows you to join another meeting. So if you click start meeting and you want to get in there, you can just press join now. It brings you into the meeting. Then it gives you some sort of a unique code that you can give to other individuals. And it also allows you to then email that invite to other individuals as well. So it's quite easy. Yeah. Meet.google.com, and it can just walk you through all those steps right there.
And I think this is really going to change the way we connect with people. I mean, we're doing it now basically out of convenience. We have to, you know, we have to do it. It's the only way that we can actually communicate with people. But this is going to be by choice maybe afterwards. I mean, you can eliminate a lot of travel. You can eliminate just talking on the telephone and not interacting from a visual standpoint. This is probably something that video conferencing that's going to be an important part of our lives from here on.
I do think that is the silver lining in this entire situation is, yes, we are being forced to interact out of necessity digitally right now. But I think after this does end, a lot of these practices will remain. Like, for example, I have this virtual dance party that I do with my friends that live on the West Coast. I'm based in New York every Saturday night. And that makes a lot of sense because I can't be in the same spot with them, you know, whether we're dealing with this situation or not. So I think a lot of these practices will remain. It's so much easier to connect with loved ones and friends that you're not necessarily in the same city as. So yeah, I think a lot of the video conferencing stuff we're solidifying these really fun and interesting practices that I think will remain.
We're talking about Meet, Google's business quality video conferencing service, now free for anyone, anywhere, anytime. Justin Berg, Google tech expert, with us on the program. The place to check it all out is meet.google.com. Justin, thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It is a pleasure. Stay well. The information available you'll find at meet.google.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.